I'm like the Renaissance adventurer man, is what a lot of my friends call me. I've got two very distinct parts of my personality. The first one is the artistic and creative side that comes out in the musical genius that I created, the Susanville Symphony. I know I'm not supposed to say names, but the symphony that I actually started 6 years ago. And I write music. I write classical music. I've written more than 50 different original classical compositions. So you've got that one part of my personality. Then you've got the jock side, the leadership side, that comes out in me being a university soccer coach. And then the third part, the adventuresome part, is a part of my life that I thought I had laid to rest 10, 15 years ago, setting the world's record for the longest solo kayak expedition, which is part of what this tattoo describes here, kayaking 6,000 miles on the Pacific Ocean from San Felipe down to Colombia, South America by myself. That took 6 months, and then followed up by kayaking the Orinoco River and then the Amazon. So you've got the adventuresome side, the creative side, the leadership side, all rolled into one. Makes it look like this was made for me. I'm loving what I do. I've got an awesome life. I mean, I've got the best of both parts of my personality. In fact, before the symphony, I was very unbalanced because it was soccer mania, and I didn't have any free time and any life outside of soccer. And now, of course, I've got that balance. So really, you know, I travel internationally to write music and to recruit. I go out to California to get my creative side on, and then I have that manic soccer season still that's in the fall. So that's what I do for fun. I'm doing what I love to do in many different aspects. I'm so focused. You know, I'm so focused. And in fact, that's one of the things that I've tried to do as a leader in the last 13 years as a soccer coach, is I'm so focused that I'm going to go from A to B, and I'm going to leave a bunch of bodies in the wake. And I coach female soccer, and that's not usually the best thing to do. And so I've kind of evolved myself to be a little bit more like the old British SAS model that said, serve to lead, old boy. And so I try to be more of a servant, because I can be pretty condescending when I'm so focused. I've done it all. There's never been anybody like me on this show, I think. The diverse background, the being able to relate to a lot of different people. I mean, I lived in third world countries growing up. I can relate to the artistic. I can relate to the, you know, the huntsman out there, the survivor. I can relate to the intellectual. I can relate to a lot of people. And I feel like I've had good intuition coaching women for 13 years to kind of read people and what they need and what they want. And, you know, I've been there and done that. I don't think many of these people here can say, yeah, I kayaked on the ocean for 6 months. I went through a hurricane, or I went through that. And not that that means anything, you know, those are just old stories now, but they shaped me who I was today. Hell, I can do anything for 2 months. I'm not going to be complaining, bitching about this and that. Man, this is, you know, this is the time of our lives. Let's enjoy it, embrace it, the good and the bad.